This delightful sculpture by artist Robert Ellison is called Cherry Soda.
Cherry Soda is a piece I designed a long time ago, and it's designed for the 50s car dating era, you know, when you have the drive-in places where there were gals with the roller skates and stuff, sort of like the American Graffiti era. This piece is supposedly a cup with pink foam on top, or cherry foam on top, with a straw coming out of it. But the main feature of this piece was that the cup is not really a cup, it just has the essence of a cup. It's really made up of a bunch of prongs. The tips of the prongs make the shape of a cup. And most people don't even notice that when they're looking at it, so I guess the illusion is effective. I tried to make a design that would make it something fun, too. A little more whimsical than just the standard portrayal of a soda. It's not just about the cherry soda and stuff. It's about the forms that make it up. You know, it could easily not have that imagery and it still be an interesting sculpture. So it's not like making a bronze of Ulysses S. Grant or something like that. It's a sculpture in its own right, even though it is representational. All my pieces, and this one included, they're made of enclosed volumes. So I make sort of geometric, sometimes a little bit organic, but primarily geometric-oriented shapes that have enclosed volumes in that they have all sides on them and they're hollow inside. They're all welded steel. All the edges are all welded. I don't make things out of non-enclosed volumes like I-beams or pipes or, you know, stuff like that, like say Mark de Souverwood or somewhere, you take an I-beam and you weld it up and it's like making a Tinker Toy set or something like that. I actually make each shape. Each shape is a custom design shape and it's all assembled and precisely fit up. Most of my pieces are designed for urban environments, and everything in an urban environment, pretty much everything, is vertical and horizontal and flat. And that's why something like the Transamerica building in San Francisco stands out so much. It's not exactly vertical. That's why I make sculptures that have curvy lines and reverse curves and diagonals and zigzags and all kinds of loopy shapes and everything. That's to stand out in an urban environment. So even if it was small and non-colorful, it would stand out just shape-wise. But then you start adding size and color and even gets more exaggerated.
Ellison was approached by Edwin Hamilton of the Petaluma Cultural Arts Council to see if he had anything appropriate to this location.
He called me up and said, listen, we got this site that might need a sculpture. There's a plinth down there right by the theater. And I already knew the theater. It's kind of a deco 50s looking thing itself. I thought, and there's an ice cream shop right there. And I think, oh, God, that's perfect. Once I look at the site and look at the plinth, we started talking about it. It just seemed more and more ideal, like the piece might as well have been made for that site. You know, it couldn't have been a better match.
Working with the Voigt Family Sculpture Foundation to figure out how to install Cherry Soda, Ellison and Al Voigt realized that the plinth was not sturdy enough to hold up the sculpture.
You know, I had to dig it out and put a foundation and do all this stuff. And Al says, hey, why don't we just cover it up? And I thought, well, there's an idea. So we went through a bunch of ideas and stuff, and I thought, well, you know, the 50s era and all this stuff, what could be more perfect than one of those tablecloths? Those gingham, those red and white check tablecloths with the oil cloth or whatever. So we'll make a little table out of it and make the tablecloth pitted that way. So that's what we ended up doing, is design like that, and it ended up being perfect. What I really like people to get is to be intrigued. I think intrigue is one of the things that the art has to do, bump into something that they've never seen before and sort of get intrigued by what it's all about and why it is and what it is and stuff. And then I like to put a smile on their face if I can. You know, just about every piece I have is whimsical and fun. It's meant to create a little happiness for somebody's life when they encounter it.